Hurtling down the stairs, he grabbed baby Dub-Dub from his mother's paws, holding his blade against the tiny hog's throat. Zwilt rasped viciously.
Get back! Oh, this one's a dead beast!
Dimphnia Witherspike tried to snatch her baby back.
Don't hurt him! Give him to me, oh please!
Abbess Margarine pulled Dimphnia away.
Stay clear, friend, or he'll hurt the little one. I know he will. His kind are evil. Stay clear.
Dub-Dub squealed as Zwilt squeezed him. The sable gestured at the lady, snarling savagely.
Get out of here, you lot! My business is with the rabbit, not you. Be gone quickly or the babe suffers.
Buckler beckoned the ladies away.
The babe will be all right. Go now. I'll settle things with this vermin.
Abbess Margarine shepherded them away to the other end of the hall. Still keeping his blade ready, Buckler confronted his foe.
So now what?
Zwilt moved out into the open, holding the baby hog tight.
Throw your sword away, rabbit.
The young hare hesitated. Zwilt raised his voice.
Cast that blade away or I'll have this one in two pieces.
The long rapier clattered on stone floor as Zwilt ordered his four ravagers.
Get him! Take hold of him now!
Buckler called out as they seized him.
Are you going to let the babe go free?
Zwilt's smile was cold evil.
Of course I am! As soon as I slay you!
Dub-Dub wriggled, squealing.
Let go of me, nasty beast!
Buckler held out his paw, cautioning the infant hog.
Be still now and stay quiet. You'll soon be back with your mama.
He nodded at the tall sable.
A life for a life, then. Is that the bargain?
Skillfully, Zwilt flicked Buckler's fallen rapier with the blade of his broadsword. It skittered away to where it was totally out of the young hare's reach. The sable eyed his captive coldly.
The time for bargaining is over. You are in no position to bargain. This babe may live. Then again, he may not. A lot of your friends will die before Zwilt the Shade and his ravagers are done here.
Enraged by his captor's treachery, Buckler bounded forward trying to reach Zwilt, but the vermin guards clung to him. Sinew stood out on the hare's neck as he yelled.
Coward! Liar! The old saying is right. The best vermin is a dead one. Zwilt the Shade? Ha! Zwilt the Scum, more like it.
The sable was shaking with rage at the insult. He passed Dub-Dub to one of the ravagers.
Get him to those stairs. Kneel him down and grab his ears. We'll see what he has to say when his head is decorating the point of a spear.
The guards dragged Buckler, struggling wildly to the stairs. Forcibly, they made him kneel, two holding his forepaws from behind, with the remaining one tugging on his ears, stretching his neck taut. Zwilt stood over his victim, raising the big broadsword aloft to judge the strike.
Well, rabbit, you don't look so brave now, do you?
Craning his head sideways, Buckler stared with loathing at his enemy.
I don't answer to cowards.
The broad blade flashed in the candlelit hall, then it stopped in midair. Zwilt was still grasping it, but his mouth was wide open, as though he was silently screaming. Buckler watched in amazement as the sable lost his grip on the sword. He swayed once, then fell to a kneeling position, facing his intended victim. A hoarse rattle issued from Zwilt's throat. His eyes held a look of surprise as he stared at Buckler. Then he toppled sideways on the stairs, dead. Clorinda was bent over him, still holding the hilt of Martin the Warrior's legendary sword, which she had driven deep between Zwilt's shoulder blades. The harewife stood dry-eyed, her voice unusually harsh for such a gentle creature.
That's for Claren Cordine, the father of my babes, who you murdered.
Baby Dub-Dub lay on the floor, where the guard had placed him before running off with the other ravagers, who had quickly released Buckler. He seemed none the worse for his recent ordeal, repeating the last word he had heard over and over.
Murdered! Murdered! Murdered!
Leaving Martin's sword protruding from Zwilt, Clorinda picked up little Dub-Dub. She wept into his tender spikes. Abbess Margarine came hurrying with her friends. Buckler stood, rubbing the back of his neck to ease the stiffness. He gathered the broadsword and the medal from his fallen enemy's neck, passing them to Clarinna.
These belong in your family. I'm sorry I couldn't have slain Zwilt for you, ma'am.
Abbess Margerim had received Buckler's blade. She held it out to him.
Don't be sorry. You did something far braver than slaying a vermin. You offered to sacrifice your life to save another.
The young hare did not stop to dispute the point. He sped off, rapier in paw, for the door.
Maybe so, but there's four vermin loose within Redwall, and we're being invaded from the West Flatlands.